When our minds and all things in the world are one,
yes,
there will be no discrimination between good and bad, or superficial and subtle.
Yeah.
So in this way, we will have no attachment to the appearance anything in the world, as this would otherwise cause desires and endless affections to arise. Can you elaborate, especially on the our minds and all things in the world are one.
I explained this before, but you listen again. Actually, it's not really, I'm not feeling well. The throat is disturbing me because it make me want to cough. Understand? Because I had this problem, I think, since yesterday. It like the throat is itchy. Actually, earlier on, I sense that I about to get sore throat already. Then it turned into cough. Then it every time tickle me. That's why I try not to talk. Otherwise, I will aggravate the throat. So I will answer your this question. You say what is mentioned there is actually the oneness nature. When you are able to be in that oneness nature, then there is no mundane mind. Just like there is no duality. There is no this and that. Then everything is understood. So this sentence comes from the realization of the true nature, or what we call it, the awareness nature, the true mind. When you are able to realize that and stabilize that, and your mind can be one with everything, then it becomes what was described. So maybe I will read it out so that people understand. So perfect enlightenment is inseparable from our mind and from all things in the world. Then the Buddha described, when our mind and all things in the world are one. See, this is the oneness nature. Means spacious awareness without a center. There will be no discrimination, because there is no mundane mind. That true mind, that nature is without thought. Then, when there is no mundane mind, there is no discrimination, duality of good and bad, superficial or subtle. So in this way, you will have no attachment, where there is no ego, the egoic mind, to the appearances of anything in the world. As this would otherwise cause desire and endless affliction to arise. Then the Buddha went on to describe, everything starts with our mind. If we meticulously observe our own mind, means daily mindfulness, awareness, you silence yourself, we will see that everything is Dhamma, because Dhamma is true. And everything that arises, they are just the way things are in accordance with nature's truth. So truth is whatever that can explain the reality is the truth. So Dhamma is true. So when you have Dhamma, you will see that everything within existence is the truth, is Dhamma. And the last sentence is the most important, and that everything is created by mind, means mind make our day. So this understanding comes from that oneness nature. Then you can realize your true mind, and you can silence until that nature becomes very stable. Then you will understand what that thing is. I used to explain, that one is not a being. That one is not you. That one is just a nature. But that nature is the unconditioned. And that one can never be realized unless your thought cease, unless you stop all the thinking. Then when you stop all the thinking, there is no more thinking. Then what happened? the true mind manifests. And what is the true mind? That's why you must go in through your awareness, stabilize it to understand it. This one is with clarity, the unconditioned, no sankhara activity or movement. It's just aware. That's it. Aware. Just aware. That is the essence of mind. That's why it can be aware of silence without sense data. Because that is the nature. Then it can be aware of all the activity and movement. But once you arise the aggregate of mind, then you are no longer with the awareness. Means the mundane mind has surfaced. You have started the creation. Creation means the mundane mind has started to manifest, operate. And this is the mind that gives rise to the mind right creation. And when the Buddha say our mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, this one refers to the mundane mind. But this nature is very beautiful. It's perfect by itself. It has nothing. But yet, all Dhamma arise from that nature. That's why it's very difficult to understand. And that nature is not a being. You cannot hold on to it, cling on to it, or like believe that there is the deathless element that is you. No. Whatever you describe is not that thing. Yeah, that is the unconditioned. It's just an awareness nature. But this is when your form and mind is connected, then that is the nature. But when your wisdom is developed through the direct seeing, insight into phenomena, awakened to the universal characteristic, then you have deep, stable understanding, then the wisdom connected to that nature, then this wisdom will enable that nature to completely cease. Then during that time, even the pure awareness, the first thing that come out from that nature also cease, also no more. That's how Nibbana can be realized. To realize Nibbana, even the pure awareness without thought, that one also sees. And you cannot describe, you cannot talk about where is the unconditioned. But when there is still this, what they call it the residue. That's why Nibbana with residue refer to the five aggregates of form and mind. Means that five aggregates of form and mind still have the karmic life force to come back. It will not cease into parinibbana. When it's no longer with the life force to come back or condition for the five aggregates to manifest again, then we call it parinibbana. Means after that, everything is gone. So the difference between the usual cessation and the one that people do through concentration or jhana one is very big difference. You're the one that go into one-pointedness through jhana where they experience very deep stillness and calmness, no thought, but everything is locked and held by the thought. No thought is still a thought, because how do you know there is no thought? Where is the thought telling you there is no thought? This thought is in concentration, one-pointedness, and everything is in that condition state. That's why that mind cannot move. And there is this knowing inside there. And there is a thought. So that is the big difference. Whereas the one that goes through cessation, even a glimpse of it, the pure awareness also cease. Then momentary, the experience come out. Then there is a change of lineage. Like you become an Arya from a Putujana change of lineage into an Arya. Just that glimpse of Nibbana, that is for the sainthood way. Then for those who have the ability to go into cessation for longer period, especially Anagami, Arahant and Bodhisattvas who has gone beyond, they can experience Nibbana for longer period. But as long as their five aggregate of form and mind still have condition to come back, then they will arise again. They will arise again. Means that one is not parinibbana. But when the life force is no more, the enlightened being will know they are going through parinibbana. Like the Buddha before his passing, he know the form and mind will cease. After that, no more. Then it's just the unconditioned still. But that nature is still there. Like the Sakyamuni Buddha's nature, they are still there. The spiritual nature, the karmic nature, the perfection, everything is still there in the midst of life and nature existence. So hopefully, Adeline, with this, you can develop further understanding. So thank you for the condition too. Otherwise, I cannot explain all this. Okay.
Thank you, brother. Very good explanation. Thank you. Otherwise, I will think how to do it. The minds and all things in the world are one.
Yeah.
It's something like we have to take things as they are, how? Yeah.
This is not a concept.
Yeah.
Concept, then, like you say, how to do it.
Yeah.
We'll go and think how to be one with everything. That's why it has to be that oneness nature.
Yeah.
When you are just aware without a center, means you are one with that nature. And that nature is the eternal nature, the oneness nature. They use different name to name it. Some call it the Buddha nature, the original nature, the oneness nature, or the eternal nature. But it's not a being, it's not you. Because that nature is the original nature, primordial, actually before everything starts. That's why it's called the source. Some call it the source, the beginning. You need to realize that to understand that, because the mundane mind that realizes itself and sees through the wisdom will go into it. Then when it comes out of it, you will understand. So that one is Nibbana. But the other one, the oneness nature, is before you go into the unconditioned Nibbana or cessation, the awareness nature become like expanding, like one with everything. That nature is actually like that one. That's why no matter how far, whatever the distance is, that nature can be one with everything. You want to know, it can know. That's why that oneness nature is very, very unique, very, I won't use the word powerful. It may make you gullible. It's not really in that sense powerful, in the sense that it has the ability, the sensitivity, the special ability to understand things, to like be one with everything. The normal mind cannot do. Okay.